Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of IMAX on this Saturday night, May 10, is it? Or is it May? It's actually May 17, sorry.
Yeah, it is.
That tells you how behind I am in the month. May 17, Saturday, another IMAX edition with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Will, Willie Boy Ramo. Will, how's it going?
I'm all right. What's up, Mac? How's it going, everybody in radio world?
Yeah, how you feeling, Will?
Doing all right.
All right. So tonight we're going to talk about some entertainment news as usual, as we always do on the show, talk about some hot topics. And tonight I also want to go into do a countdown tonight. I'm going to count down my top 10 porn video sharing websites. So that should be good later in the show. Will, if you want to chime in and add your own website, your own favorite websites, feel free to give your opinion and views on that. So we'll talk about that a little later. So, Will, let's start off. Big news this past week, of course. Jay-Z attacked by Beyonce's sister Solange in an elevator. And a lot of people were talking about that. There were a lot of memes, whatever you call it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, memes.
Memes, whatever they call those picture parodies that people post on Facebook and social network. A lot of people are making fun of it. You know, we don't know exactly why Beyonce's sister attacked Jay-Z.
Right.
But supposedly it was probably Jay-Z did something to Beyonce. That's why Solange reacted like that. I mean, that's what people are assuming. They don't know the real deal behind it.
Yeah, that was my first assumption, too. I mean, I don't, like you said, I don't know what happened, so.
Yeah, I mean, we can only assume. Yeah, I mean, we're not psychic, so we don't know what really happened.
Yeah.
But Solange did some Chung Li moves in the elevator.
For real.
And Jay-Z did his best Ryu defense.
That's what they should have called that block, the Ryu defense.
Yeah, he like blocked her punches and held her leg.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she was very pissed off.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was my first assumption. I'm like, for her to be that PO'd, it had to be something like that.
Oh yeah.
Because the rumor I'm hearing is that she was upset because he didn't want her friends to be name dropping, you know, his name, so they could get special privileges. That's the rumor I've been hearing. I don't know if it's true or not, you know. And that's why she got upset, apparently. Well, that's a rumor. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And none of them are telling. None of them are going to tell us what really happened. You know.
Oh yeah, of course not.
They came that in house.
Yeah. I mean, they did release a statement from both sides saying that, you know, they apologize for their actions and, you know, they're just dealing with family problems like everybody else. And, you know, Beyonce posted pictures of her and Solange together on Wednesday. And then Solange posted a throwback picture of her and Beyonce when they were little kids on Thursday.
Nope.
So a lot of things going on. But, you know, again, we can only assume why Solange attacked Jay-Z. I mean, we're never going to really know until they tell us.
Nope. Or somebody who's really in the know, you know, leaks it. Other than that, we're not going to know.
Yeah, exactly. So we could just continue making parodies and
memes.
memes about it, you know? Maymays, whatever. So that was big news this past week. Also, Sherry Shepherd, she's caught in a nasty separation / divorce.
Oh yeah.
With her now ex-husband Lamar Sally.
Yeah.
It looks like you know, he when they first got together, or when they were about to get married, like, he proposed a prenup, you know, telling her to, you know, be faithful to him only, to stay thin, don't get fat, and basically to
repeat that second part.
For her to stay thin and not to get fat.
Wow.
That was one of the rules on the prenup that he proposed to her.
Wow.
Yeah. For her to be a good wife and, you know, a lot of ridiculous rules.
My goodness.
But, of course, she rejected it. I mean, she never signed off on it. But, so now, you know, he filed for divorce 2 weeks ago, and he wants full custody of their unborn child. which is going to be a child born by a surrogate parent.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants full custody of that child. And
yeah.
In the prenup that they agreed to, he would get $60,000 out of this divorce.
Well, I don't know if you heard. In addition, it appears that her other former husband wants custody, I think, of her 9-year-old son, Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that, too.
So
yep.
That's really insane. You know, both her kids are going to could potentially be taken away from her. I don't know what went down.
Well, I heard that her ex-husband, who she has isn't a 9-year-old child, I think.
I think, yeah, Jeffrey, I think he's 9. He's around that age, definitely.
Yeah, he's a special needs child.
Right.
And the ex-husband is saying that, basically, Sherry Shepherd is negligent. Like, she's not teaching the kid how to read or how to even tie his own shoelaces. She's leaving the kid alone in New Jersey with nannies who aren't educated. And, you know, the ex-husband saying that Sherry Shepherd cares more about, you know, attending The View and her game show that she hosts and being in California away from a child rather than spending time with him.
Wow.
So she's, yeah, it's not looking good for her right now because she's getting this divorce from the guy that she was recently with, and now her ex-husband is basically saying that she's a bad parent and wants to take the 9-year-old son from her.
Wow. That is a crazy situation going on.
It is, and it is.
Hopefully, get better because this is really crazy for real.
Wasn't Sherry Shepherd also with what's that wrestler who's now in TNA? Yeah,
briefly.
Okay, good thing MVP bounced.
It's the playmaker.
Yeah, he knew what was up. Wow.
When he left the door, he did that dance he does before he does the ball and thing. When he does the
but
all seriousness, man, you know that's a really sad situation. Hopefully they, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hopefully they can find some middle ground and, you know, the kids won't have to suffer.
Yeah, that's a crazy story right there.
It is.
And also, related to Sherry Shepherd,
Barbara
Walters, yeah, she's retiring.
Yep.
It looks like she's retiring from TV hosting and from The View, but she's still going to be executive producer on the show.
Yep.
But
she'll do some stop, you know, some spot starts and I guess interviews here and there, you know, for ABC. But
yep.
Other than that, she retires as the host, as you know, The View.
Yeah. So, you know, farewell to her. I mean, she's been on TV forever, especially on 2020, making celebrities cry all the time.
Yep. It's like the journalism version of the. The streak ending with Undertaker. It's the end of an era.
But yeah, so, you know, farewell to her. And she's had a great career, you know, so.
Definitely. Paved the way for a lot of journalists out there. You know,
yeah,
especially
exactly.
Women ones like, you know, Oprah and, you know, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it definitely. So now she could just go home now and just. Is she married?
I think she was in the past. I don't think she is now. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, she needs to find a man. You know what is she gonna do now? Just stay home and I guess knit, whatever older women do.
I guess so.
And she has, you know, she has a lot of money too. So.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, that goes without question.
Yeah. But farewell to her.
Yeah. But she said this is not the end for her, you know. So, as we just mentioned, you know, basically she's going to do some, you know, some guest appearances and do some interviews here and there. But, yeah, basically, you know, that's the end for her, you know, appearing on The View.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, as a host and moderator.
Yeah, she's still going to be an executive producer off air. So, and she's going to make guest appearances here and there, so. But anyway, well, so the main topic of the show tonight that I wanted to do, I wanted to count down my top 10 porn video sharing websites. Now, Will, there's five main things that all guys love, and those five things. In order, sports, money, women, video games, and porn.
Wouldn't 3 and 5 be in the same category?
3 and 5? Yeah, well, I mean, I'm talking about, like, you know, women, that's banging women and getting women. But porn, that's something else. I'm talking about watching porn online. Internet porn, that's what I'm talking about. So, porn, I mean, it's... I remember back in the old days, like, when we didn't have internet, you had to, like, go into one of those grocery stores or one of those deli stores to look at porn in the magazine, you know? Or you'd have a friend in elementary school that would bring a Playboy issue, and you get a sneak peek of a girl's JJ. Now you got that at the tip of your fingers now. You could just go online, enter VJJ, and there's a bunch of websites that come up. You know? So I want to count down some of my top 10, you know, porn websites. And, Will, again, you could chime in. You could give me some of your favorites. And you could tell me what you think of the list. So I'm going to start with number 10. On the porn video sharing website. It's a website called Tube8. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Tube8, it's one of the underrated porn sharing video sites on the web. It's not flashy, not much content on it. It's pretty bland, but, you know, it's a simple website, you know, a pretty user-friendly website. You could even probably watch it at work, you know. There's not any pop-up ads or anything like that. Simple website to watch your favorite porn stars and favorite porn videos. It's a very underrated site. I recommend it. Tube8. And number 9 on the list, it's a website called DRTuber. And this website, it's also an underrated website. It's actually on the rise. I would say maybe 5 years from now. Huh?
You feel like you're talking about a prospect.
It is a prospect. But it's one of the upcoming websites. I'd say 5 years from now, it's going to be one of the top websites amongst the porn sharing video websites out there. So, DRTuber, that's number 9. Number 8, it's a website called Nuvid. It's spelled Nuvid. This is going to be one of the top porn sharing websites in the next few years, I think. It's right up there right now with the big 5 websites I'm about to talk about in a few minutes. But yeah, I mean, it's very user-friendly, not many pop-up ads. You know, a lot of categories, they give you a lot of, the search is really user-friendly. I mean, you could enter keyword, you know, search for your favorite star, and you'll find all of the video clips related to that star. So check it out, Nuvid. It's one of the upcoming websites out there. I'd say it's right up there with the Met and Yankee prospect who pitched on Friday night. On Thursday night, I should say. All right, so Number seven, you might know this one. This one is Porn Tube.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
It's a play on YouTube. It's one of the top 10 porn video sharing websites out there. It has a light background, a lot of content on it. You get some ads that pop up here and there, but a lot of porn videos to choose from. It's a very great website, right up there. So PornTube, that's one of the websites that you should check out. Now, number six, this website is one of the top porn video websites out there, Xhamster. And with this website, it's I think they draw about 100 million viewers in a month, and that's a lot of users that comes to their website. It has a classic look, you know. There's not that many ads, just a number of videos and a lot of categories to pick from, and there's a lot of uploads for amateur and homemade videos. So it's kind of like YouTube, like where you could upload your own video. You'll find that a lot on Xhamster. And if you're looking for celebrity sex tapes, Xhamster is the best place for that because they have a large collection of celebrity stuff on there. So check them out. And there's also a lot of people that comment on videos. I mean, you could go to Xhamster right now, click on a video, and you'll see like 50 comments on it. So there's a lot of visitors to that website, a lot of people who bookmarked that page already. So it's one of the top video sharing websites out there right now. So I'm going to count down the top five porn video sharing websites. Number five is the New York Yankees of porn video sharing, YouPorn. And I know you heard of that, Will.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Shit, I had that bookmark on my computer right now. It's the legend. It's pretty much the website that started it all for these other these other video sharing websites out there. It's been around since 2006. It started the whole amateur and homemade video websites that's out there right now. Has a dark background, also a pink and dark background, which appeals to both men and women. And this site also draws about 200 to 300 million visitors in a month. So, I mean, YouPorn is still one of the great websites out there, and it's pretty much the grandfather of these other websites.
Man, you did your research.
Yeah, I do my research every day with these sites.
Because you busting out statistics, it's like you're playing a game or something.
Well, let's say I know a lot about them, you know. But YouPorn, I mean, very fluid video streaming, great player, nice background, provides a number of amateur and homemade videos, and you know it's a website for both men and women, and it's the legend. The legend of video sharing websites out there. So check it out. Number four is a website called RedTube. It's one of the top 150 websites out there. It also draws about 100 million visitors a day. It's similar to YouPorn. I'd probably say it's an imitation of YouPorn. Same kind of look, same type of content that they both have. But RedTube, their videos are more clearer and sharper. So they have a much better player than YouPorn does. But RedTube is it's one of the top websites out there right now. So if you need a good jerk, go to RedTube. Now, top three. Number three is a website called Pornhub. And this website has the largest porn video collection on the internet right now. And, you know, it's based out of Canada. You know, something good does come out of Canada. But so on Pornhub, it's right up there with YouPorn and RedTube, but it's times two. You know, they have a large video collection.
to go to search. And video, great player, fluid video streaming, nice background. It's definitely the top three porn video websites out there right now. Number two is probably, I mean, if YouPorn is the Yankees of porn video sharing, Xvideos, then they might be the Dallas Cowboys. Not even Dallas Cowboys, maybe Miami Heat. Because, like, they're the current champion right now in the porn video sharing world. They're the most popular porn site in the world right now with 350 million visitors a day. So, I mean, that's crazy. That 350 million visitors in a month, sorry. Which means, well, actually, you know what? It might be a day. No, actually, you know what? It's 350 million visitors in a month. So that's about, what, 15 million visitors in a day, right?
I guess.
Because 30 times 15 is 350, right? Isn't it?
What was that?
30 times 15, isn't it 350?
I can't do the math on the top of my head right now.
Let me see. 350 divided by 30. Actually, yeah, it's about 11, over 11. So close to 12 million visitors a day, which is freaking a lot.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, man. These porn sites, they make a lot of money. And, you know, a lot of people are watching them. And next videos, like, what makes them so unique? Their videos are high resolution, and their videos are either high resolution or HD. So you're not gonna go wrong either way. Their videos are top quality, and their video player is by far the best video player between all of these porn video sharing websites. And sometimes the video does take about a few seconds to load, but I mean, it's worth the wait because I mean, their videos are, it's like watching a porn on your TV screen almost. There's no difference. And they have a large collection of videos. They even have porn star profiles. So if you have like a favorite star, like let's say Jenna Jameson or Jacqueline Jackney or someone, you know, you can
you made that one up for it.
I think so. But they have profiles on these stars if you want to look them up. They also have you can also search videos by porn stars. So they have a whole section dedicated for porn stars and their videos, and a forum for fans where fans could communicate amongst each other. So that's what makes them so unique, and that's what makes them the champion right now of the porn video sharing websites out there. And number one, my number one top porn video sharing website is a website called TubeGalore.com. TubeGalore is basically a collection of porn videos around the web from different porn sharing websites. So if you're looking for a video from, let's say, Xvideos or Xhamster or RedTube, TubeGalore is going to have all of those videos on its website. And on their homepage, it gives you the videos by category. So if you're looking for a squirting video, you can click on that. And it'll bring you to a squirting video from, let's say, RedTube's website or TubeGalore or Xhamster's website. So these categories are linked to the top porn video websites out there. And they store a large collection of videos that you can search for. So they have a large compilation of videos that you can search for by category or by porn site. And that's what makes them my number one porn video sharing website, because they pretty much have the whole collection that's available on the web right now. So Tube Galore, that's the number one video sharing porn website out there.
Man, and you must be amazed with this.
I am.
So you put all their kids through college, man. with these plugs.
But yeah, that's a yeah. Check those out, man. I know a lot of people are gonna be checking them out and jerking off with dirt. You can thank me later. You know, send me some feedback. Send me some letters. Let me know what you think. But yeah, those are if you're looking for a quick jerk, or for let's say a video that you've been looking for years. Go to those websites. One of those websites will have that video available for you.
You must really be getting paid by the hour for this.
I am, man. All of these sites better pay me for promoting their websites.
The check is in the mail.
But check those out. Finally, I wanted to talk about that we were talking about this before the show started. A family cat saved a boy from being attacked by a dog. Well, actually, the boy did end up getting attacked by the dog, but the family cat ended up chasing the dog away just in time before the dog mauled the kid or ended up killing the kid, you know?
Yeah.
And I have a newfound respect for cats now, because I used to think cats were all bitchy and they were, you know, I thought they were lame. They just run away when you come near them, or, you know, they're not man friendly, you know. Dogs, when you think of dogs, you think of dogs are their man's best friend. They're friendly, loyal,
tough,
but cats are like, you know, they're scared all the time. They act like bitches, you know. But yeah, from that video, I now have a newfound respect. I will no longer say anything bad about any cat, because cats, you know, that cat proves to be really loyal, defending that boy like that.
Oh yeah.
And to run up on a dog twice its size, I mean, that's that cat has balls. Literally.
Yeah, I haven't seen a cat that tough since Garfield on Odie. My goodness.
Samurai Pizza Cat.
Yeah, Samurai Pizza Cat. For real. They should call it the Samurai Pizza Cat.
But the video is great, man. If you guys haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out. It's all over the web right now, so go online and find it on YouTube or something. So, well, any last words?
You know, thanks for having me on the show. You know, check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, Sundays at 6 p.m. And, of course, check out this show, iMac, every Saturdays at 11 p.m., only on Block Talk Radio.
All right, thank you for that, Will. So check out Will's show, Sports Urban Legend, tomorrow at 6, and my show here every Saturday night at 11. And I'm going to leave you with more porn. It's a song from the puppet musical Avenue Q. It's called The Internet is for Porn. So I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Finally, I get to teach a whole lesson all by myself. And I'm going to teach something relevant, something modern, the Internet. The Internet is really, really great.
For porn.
Connection, so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
There's always some new site.
For porn.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn. The Internet is for porn. The Internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why, you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, Kids Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry. Me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, please, being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn. Oh, sorry.
From your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn. The Internet is for porn. The Internet is for porn. Me up all night hugging me. Porn to porn, porn, porn.
Hey.
Sandstone's Kate Monster.
Oh, really? You're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is more porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is more porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn.
Porn, porn.
The internet
porn,
is not for porn.
Porn, porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rob, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
The internet is for porn.
Gross.
The internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn.
Porn, porn.
I hate
porn.
Porn. I'm leaving.
Porn.
I hate the internet.
The internet is for porn.